a milk cow, you know, and they graze them. They staked them out on, you know, open land in the area around the town, you know, and can remember some pretty rough times when they first started the tick eradication program in the area. You know, we had no milk cow by the name of Dolly, and they had a dipping vat. Everybody was required to bring their cow to the vat and run it through this long runway and make the cow swim, start in one side and swim to the other. Cover the cow's hide completely with some disinfectant or something to kill the ticks, you know, some insecticide. And that used to be, when they first started, you had to bring the cow, I think, every 2 weeks, and then later you brought the cow every month, you know. And some cows were real obstinate about being led, you know, and I can remember, even when we lived up here at the store, not at the house up there, we had a cow here, see, my mother, we had a house upstairs, yeah. We always lived upstairs over the store when the store was built. He had living quarters built above the store, and we had, this was yard space here, where we were sitting, it was yard space back there, and we had a cow, we had chickens.
You kept cows in a...
We kept cows in the stables and milked them, but during the day, you know, I mean, kept them in the stall and milked them. But during the day, you would just take a walk about half a mile or three quarters of a mile from the store, find an open lot, stake your cow, you know, and you'd graze during the day, you'd bring it in the evening, feed it, and milk it. But, yeah. There was a lot of open land. The town wasn't fully developed then. And we had a cow. I don't say everybody had one, but that was a way to assure yourself of fresh milk in those times.
That's interesting. Now, your house, did y'all have a fire? How did you build a fire in a fireplace?
We were upstairs, you see, so we didn't have a fireplace. We had the heat we had in those days. Coal wasn't hard to get. We imported coal into this area, and coal was pretty cheap. So we had a coal bin. We bought coal by the ton, and.
What'd you carry it in? Did you have something?
We had regular, you mean to carry it from the bin into the house? We had regular coal scuttles. We called this, if you call it a hot, some people call it a hod. It was something that poured. We have them here in stock now. We still have them. The women don't buy them for coal anymore. They decoupage them and make magazine racks out of them and stuff like that. But we used them for coal in those days. But then we had wood. We had.
You'd start a fire with.
Well, we heated most of the coal. Rich. We had in for the store here. We had a big old square looking stove. It was like, looked like a phonograph, and it had a coal burning. You put the coal in it, and to keep from having dry heat, they had a reservoir of water that you kept the coal, you know, and you filled it before you lit the fire. You'd be sure the water was in there before you lit the fire. And to keep, to stay in that type of heat all day, you know, you